I'm Hank Dittmar. I'm the chief executive of the Prince's Foundation for the Built Environment.
So today we're talking about sustainable cities. And what role does the foundation have in terms of building sustainable, livable cities?
Well, the foundation is a charity who we work through education and live projects and research on basically the question of making sustainable urban environments and towns and villages. Our mission really is to improve the quality of people's lives by helping to make places that are healthy for people and the planet and that are well loved.
So what does sustainability mean in the context of the foundation?
Well, sustainability, I think, it's often been talked about as economics or as environment. It's really bringing all that together. And for us, sustainability is largely about making decisions today that don't foreclose choices for future generations. And that implies a multi-generational kind of viewpoint. We would add in the whole notion of heritage and valuing and making the best use of the assets that our parents and grandparents are going on back have left for us. So it's the link across generations.
One of the comments in the panel from one of the speakers this afternoon was that we talk about livability, but we don't talk about lovability, this idea of planned communities that then sort of lack a soul. How do you, it's almost something very hard to quantify or plan for, but how do you build in that sense of community, that soul of a community?
I mean, I agree with that comment. I think that partly that's a result, that notion of a lack of lovability is a result that we've become too specialized in development and provision of things, and each specialism serially commits its act upon our communities, and no one's holding the whole together. So what the foundation tries to do is engage with communities and with the experts to jointly work with them to evolve a regeneration strategy or a plan for a new community. And we really believe that the best way to do that is to actually get people around a table and actually have them begin to draw it. And so every idea is tested by being drawn. And in the process, we're educating the experts about what people want. We're giving people a vocabulary and a grammar to be able to talk about what they want from their places, empowering them to take on. And as opposed to the general way people do it, which is they put some boards up in the library and then give cards for people to fill out.
Hope people take notice of it.
Yeah.
So the idea of engaging community, the other thing that came out of it was this giving people in the community a sense of ownership. How do you do that?
I mean, we work to a model that we call community capital, and basically we think the built environment or built capital is a stage upon which you can unlock the assets of a community, and those assets are social, the organizations, the kind of associations that people have, the friendships, the businesses in the community. They're natural, whether how water moves through the community, what's grown there, what's grown nearby, and then they're financial, the local economy, building, because houses are most people's biggest asset. It's building places that will be as valuable in 100 years as they are in the future, and in looking at what we would call the built environment, our neighborhoods or villages or our cities, you really have the opportunity to bring all of those things together and creating institutions that connect. And to me, a lot of that is enabled now by the marriage of sort of the natural systems with technology and communication and different ways to sort of put power back into people's hands.
So one of the comments at the start of the day was talking about how in the last 10 years we've had a lot of debate and discussion about sustainability, and now it's time for action. What do you think are going to be the key actions taken now to really create sustainable cities, sustainable communities?
I mean, one of the great things about the START initiative, and I think as one of the people from the Prince's charities who are involved in this, we really thought of this as the way to begin to create a conversation with the public and with consumers that sustainability is actually about more choices. It's not about taking things away. And a lot of the conversation about it has been about stopping doing things. you know, and that's left people with the idea that essentially they have to put on a hair shirt and huddle in their homes, not drive, not do this, not travel, not have holidays. Instead, I think that what we've got to do is envision a future where there are more choices. They might be different choices in the future, but we ought to be talking about those choices in a way that's positive. And so to me, what's great about this is that it's we're charities, you know, so we have some relationships, but getting major companies who are involved right across the board, in, from IBM looking at technology to, you know, Marks and Spencer selling pants, you've got the ability to pull people along with you, and then you've got the ability to sort of redefine this as a set of positive actions and positive outcomes.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.